Hey, say good morning to Denise Lockwood. Hi, Denise. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am fine. Denise Lockwood, founder and owner, and she also sweeps out the place at night, I guess. Racine County Eye. It always happens. The owner of this radio station, once we were moving our transmitter, I have a video of him sweeping out the transmitters. I said, you own the place. He said, well, somebody has to sweep it out. So
somebody does have to sweep it out.
Yeah.
He's cook and bottle washer.
So you've got some big news, first of all, about the physical place of Racine County. You just moved into new digs. Let's talk about those first.
Well, we're actually moving in. I've got the keys now, and we're moving in. We'll be formally all in on October 1st. So we're moving into the Bell City Square complex, which is the old Horlick Malted Milk Factory. My building is 1926 Albert Street. It's building right next to the Inclusive Bean, just to the right of it, as you're looking at the front of the building. And it's about 1,900 square feet, and what we're doing is we've got two spaces. One is going to be our newsroom. The other is going to be called the Thought Collective, and we're going to start hosting a lot of events around thought leadership.
Uh-oh, thoughts.
Uh-oh. Scary, right?
Well, it's not scary.
Well,
I was about to say, I think they're in short supply.
I think so, too. So one of the things that I was really thinking a lot about how to help the community, and it was really about connection, not only to the highest and best thinking, but around specific topics that affect us every single day, but also getting people in the room together that may not always get along. So we'll see if Ma and Pa can get along. We'll see. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Before we forget, I want to make sure. Talk about your family farm now. It's out. You're done. You're not in the farm business anymore, right?
No. Mom and Dad sold the farm a year ago, actually, just this past week. But, yeah, they've both been in the hospital. They moved to Florida, and I was there last week. Thought I'd have a really great week of peace and calm before the storm of moving all my stuff. And I ended up getting COVID, so there is that. But both my mom and dad, I told them before I left, I said, go get tested. And they ended up testing negative, but they were both in the hospital. My dad's still in the hospital.
You know, and prayers for your dad. But, you know, I found out when the big COVID thing happened 5 years ago, you were afraid to get COVID because you said, oh, COVID, I'm going to die if I get COVID. Now you get COVID, it's like getting a bad cold for a couple of days, and that's about it. But it used to be you were frightened to death of getting COVID. Then you get these tests, and when I had my test done at Walgreens, they said, well, it's like a 40% chance that it's wrong. Well, then what good is it? I want 100% chance that it's right or wrong, and they won't give you that because there's no guarantees on anything. Talking about COVID and being well, you are sponsoring the Wellness Expo coming up on September 30th at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall. It's called Aging Well, the Aging Well Expo. And I'm in that age group now, believe it or not.
Me too, actually. I'm 55, so I'm getting to that point where I need to pay a lot more attention to how I'm aging so that I can make sure that I'm a consistent thorn in my parents' side.
You know you're getting old when you sneeze and your back goes out.
Yes, right.
Or you sneeze and go, ow!
Yeah, so Aging Well is an expo for people, and it's free, by the way. And really, it's meant to help people, you know, meet themselves where they are and also improve, you know, what other things that they may have going on in their life, from making sure that you get your hearing tested so we can hear each other very well, to like ADARC, the Aging Disability and Resource Center is going to be there. They have some fabulous support services and also just, you know, making sure that our aging does go well, right? We also are going to have everything from like window companies to leaf guard and things along that line. So we want to make sure that we're aging not only well, but in the place that we want to be, right? So we want to make sure our homes are free from hazards that cause us any problems like falling and things along that line, because it's super important. super important.
The when I was a senior, I knew the first thing that came to my head is when I was going to the movies and there was a parking spot, senior parking. And I said, well, I can't park there. I said, wait a second, I can park there. And I pulled in and because I don't have any gray hair. So I'm waiting for the person to give me a dirty look for parking there. I was going to say $20 says I can park here. And nobody took me up on it. But I was hoping to make some quick money on that one. Here's one of our news partners, Racine County Eye, Denise Lockwood, owner, founder of Racine County Eye. And what are some of the stories we're keeping an eye on? Because there's always something changing around here. And you said Microsoft is one of the top stories now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Microsoft, you know how they have the property out in Mount Pleasant, and they're actually they're shifting the expansion of that property. Now they're looking at a second data center in Caledonia. It's a property that is right across the street from the We Energy plant on Highway 32. And what's really interesting about this particular property is We Energy owns the property. And the reason why they own that property is primarily because a lot of the people that used to live around We Energy, their land was contaminated. They had molybdenum in their water. There was a lot of issues, and I covered that for quite some time. And now there's about 250 acres of property that used to be owned by residents of Caledonia, now owned by We Energies. Now they are looking to sell that property on contingency of approvals for the data center. And the timeline is very preliminary at this point, and I want to make that very clear. There was an open house last night. There was also a public hearing on Tuesday night, and there's a lot of pushback around this.
So now, it sounds like Aaron Brockovich, the way you described the land. It's just like that movie. So What is Microsoft? By the way, the Mount Pleasant land was owned by the Chinese company. What was the name of that again?
Foxconn.
And that was a big bust because what happened? I mean, the president was out there with Governor Scott Walker. They were talking about the eighth wonder of the world, and nothing happened.
Well, okay, so there's a qualifying statement, and one of the things that in journalism we're very precise with our words. So I wouldn't say nothing happened because something did happen. It just was definitely not the footprint that was as presented. So there were three phases for the Foxconn property, and they did phase one, which is where the globe was, and then they also had several contracts. They're a contract manufacturer, so they do contract manufacturing for like Apple and a lot of companies that are GE is another one that they do a lot of work with, and they didn't build out to what they had initially planned, primarily because they weren't able to get suppliers in their supply chain to come to the area. They also had issues with the market really tanked right as 2020 kind of, you know, did what it did with COVID. And the market fell out, and so they had to really adjust. But there had been problems even prior to that with Foxconn, so it's been an interesting ride on that story.
So what is Microsoft going to do? I mean, Microsoft is already in wherever they are, and they're doing a great job. What are they going to do in our area?
So these are data centers. So anytime you search the internet or, you know, you're doing things like with AI, and a lot of this is being fueled by the expansion of what's happened with AI. And AI is artificial intelligence, and we're using it a lot more than I think we are aware of. and so that's what's fueling this demand for having these data centers to handle that data load, right? And so it's very much the same type. I wouldn't say it's the same type of, but it's very much the same concept of like when we had telephones and you needed telephone lines. And so you had to make sure you had that infrastructure. This is the same type of infrastructure that's needed to handle the load that's happening.
You know, where I bank at State in Maine, my bank is there, and it was owned by Foxconn. They bought the building, and this whole first floor, the bank is on the first floor, but the rest of it was going to be a special Foxconn demonstration center, and they cleaned out everything. They got the tenant out. They got everything, and it's just lays in rubble. Nothing was done with it after all these years. It just lays there looking ugly.
That is something that I've heard quite a bit. That's actually another storyline that I'm going to be focused on over the next few months. There's a lot of development story that's going to happen now. Now, I think the thing that you need to really pay attention, especially if you're living in that Caledonia area, there's a couple of different pieces to this puzzle story-wise. One is, how are they going to use that property? What kind of environmental impact is it going to have? You also have the impact on taxes. So one of the main issues we often hear about is our property taxes are too high, right? This, if it is approved and goes through, and it's very preliminary right now, it will shift that tax burden onto more industrial type of tax base from right now in Caledonia. About 2% of the taxes are paid for by industrial properties. Now, with this, if it would shift to 10%, now there's a lot of yin and yang to this project. This is also a very big disruption of that use of that land, because there's literally farm fields and wetlands in that area.
So is Foxconn involved in anything, or are they completely done now in Wisconsin?
No, they still have the globe. They still have some operations that are literally on the property in Mount Pleasant. So it's not like they have completely abandoned ship, but they're a very small, much smaller footprint than initially what this was supposed to be. Actually, that campus fully built out as proposed, if it would have gone through, would have been the largest manufacturing campus in the United States, and that did not happen.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda. What's in that globe?
So I don't remember what's in that globe. I think it's engineering is in that globe, if I'm remembering correctly, but don't quote me on that because I'm still got COVID brain kind of happening.
I heard it was filled with M&Ms. That's what I heard.
Maybe not.
So they promised all these jobs, Foxconn, never came around. How many jobs do you know of Microsoft is promising jobs?
So here's what you need to know about data centers, and you bring up a really interesting point. And this is one of the biggest complaints is that these are massive buildings, but they're really housing technology. They're housing the servers, and they don't require a lot of human beings to run. So the proposal for this third data center is anywhere from 50 to 200 people to be employed by the property, but there's also a lot more construction that you're going to have, and that will have a ripple effect as well. But it's definitely, I mean, they're also very large water users, and I know that one of the storylines that we're going to be focused on is how much water do they use, and I know that they're also working on water reclamation, and that's going to be a really big deal because you have one of the largest freshwater bodies in, I think it's the world, just with Lake Michigan. So that's a very much protected resource that we need to be mindful of. But it's something that also Microsoft is very much focused on working through as well, it seems.
You know, I find myself going to your website more and more now. Whenever I hear sirens or something, I check it out. RacineCountyEye.com. That's Racine, spell out the word county, right? C-O-U-N-T-Y-E-Y-E. RacineCountyEye.com. We're talking to the person who put it all together. You got to really feel good about this. I mean, you put together a news service that people use. That's tough to do.
And it is tough to do, especially in this current climate. Yeah. But, you know, we've been around for 12 years. We have 186,000 human beings that come to the website every month, which ends up totaling, last year we had 1.3 million human beings on Racine County I last year.
I like the way you qualify that, human beings.
Human beings, yes.
That, we're not counting the dogs and the cows that go on watching.
We're not counting the dogs or the cows, right?
Because you're from a farm, so we got to discount all those animals. It's just human beings. RacineCountyEye.com, RacineCountyEye.com. Don't forget the Aging Well Expo is coming up. And I've got all the information right here in front of me. That's at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue.
Fountain Hall.
Fountain Hills.
Fountain Hall. And so Fountain Hills is an apartment complex, so I just don't want to make sure I get this first.
They typed it wrong.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
No.
Grace, friend.
Heads will roll.
Faith and grace.
Unfortunately, it's our president of our company, so heads aren't going to roll, I guess. Okay, it's the Aging Well Expo, Tuesday, September 30th at the Fountain Hall Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue from 2 to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Vendors are going to help you stay active if you're a senior. Even if you're not a senior, stop by, because we all have parents that are aging, and someone's got to, you know, watch out for them. And it's so good to have you. Next time you're in person here, when we make sure you feel better.
I would love that.
Yeah, you're in person here. We'll save you a parking space outside.
All right, sounds good.
Keep well. Prayers for your dad. Good luck for your parents, and everybody should feel well in your family, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Denise Lockwood, Racine County. I love it.